episode 1377, Bend Without Breaking.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How has your week gone so far? Hopefully, I pray that you have a little joy in your heart. It's unfortunate because I feel like a lot of us are just kind of going through the season of not necessarily doom and gloom, but we need a little more pick-me-up. So today, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, Bend Without Breaking. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I don't know if it's just the season. We're changing, going from your summer into fall, and some have already moved into the winter feel with the snow and the colder temperatures, with the storms that have happened, the earthquakes, the hurricanes. It just seems like one thing after another, floods to wildfires, deaths, unexpected things that we look into our lives and we say, why me? Why, Lord, is this what I have to deal with? And we talk about it to ourselves. We mumble about it in the shower. We cry about it as we close our eyes and lay our head on the pillow. But very rarely do we really talk about how this affects our lives. We try to get it all right all the time, but trying to do that, we know, is impossible. As your day becomes more challenging, causing you to react instead of respond, bend without breaking. The stuff that breaks us throughout the day are the moments we feel out of control. Disappointment sets in and the pushback of more failure hits the gut. Why me? Can't I do anything right? Is there any way I can ever get to the goal I'm really after? Our goals are filled with hope when life is going the way we planned. As soon as the dust settles on our way, not always being the way, the surprise of interruptions and disturbances upset the soul. Why me? Can't I do anything right? Is there any way I can ever get to the goal I'm really after? The rinse and repeat cycle of failure can be more prominent than we intended. Instead of constantly beating yourself up with words that cut the heart, freeze the dreams, and drag you in a perpetual fall, know that God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. I will not fear. That comes from Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. God is your refuge and strength. Bend without breaking. You do not need all the answers. Yes, you may want them, yet sometimes not knowing is an answer too. Bend without breaking. Lean on God, who is your refuge and your strength. You were not created to bear the weight of your problems. God's shoulders are broad enough to carry all of your troubles. Grab a hold of him. Hold him tight. Rest in his strength and endurance for the season that holds your heart in bondage and your feet in fear. You might be questioning your next move, a tendency for the nerves to take over. Fear becomes you. Be afraid and do it anyway. Move forward. Take the next step, no matter how small or how big that next step is. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. There will be moments, situations, hours, and days which you didn't sign up for. But know that God is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. You will not fear. Have no fear today. If you've been caught up in the chaos of this world, where it seems like everything is just dished out to you and you just have to what? Deal with it. We all have those seasons. We may not know how to exactly walk through the season. but you don't walk alone. Know that God is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Trouble doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. Trouble can simply mean that you don't know what to do next. You're stuck. You're in a situation. It's unknown. Your health is failing somewhat. You got a diagnosis that you don't know what to deal with and how to go about it. What is that next step? Maybe you're dealing with a child right now who is not just difficult, they're just being a child. But for some reason, you and the child, you can't get on the same wavelength. Maybe you're caught in an addiction, something that you can't let go of. It just calls out to you. For whatever reason, it's giving you a relief to something that's going on much deeper than really what you're searching for. Let God take hold of that addiction. And maybe you're one who feels like you've lost everything, or literally you have lost everything. Those pictures that still haunt me when I watch on the news. The devastation of the Hurricane Michael, to the earthquake. Why is it? We don't understand why. We don't need to understand. What we need to know and trust in and have faith in is that God is your refuge and strength. Hope is wrapped up in the arms of God, delivered to you at just the right moment. Bend without breaking, because with God, nothing is impossible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have an incredible, beautiful, joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.